very outset, I would like to comply with the Talmudic obligation, namely, Peisrim b'chved achsania. I want to express my gratitude to the Morad Asre, Rav Rabban Naftali, Amen Shlite, for giving me an opportunity to speak on such an important theme, the halachic analysis of the Shvuyeh Meshkach Yerushalayim. Secondly, this is done not only under the aegis of the Young Israel of Flatbush, but also under the aegis of Ateres Kianim and the reclamation project, the redemption of old Yerushalayim from the Arabs. And my son Rabbi Yossi is one of the Rosh Hashivas in Ateres Kianim. So because of that, I am doubly grateful to Rav Amen Shlite for inviting me to speak on this theme of Mishkochech Yerushalayim, Tishkach Yemini, Tidbak L'Sheini L'Chiki, Im Lo Yeskerechi, Im Lo Yeales Yerushalayim Arei Simchasi. Rav Amen just mentioned the beginning of the Pasuk, but I want to mention the whole Pasuk. At first blush, it appears that this Shvuah in Tilling, in the Perek of Hanares Bovel Shom Yeshavnu, Gambachinu Bizachinu Esien, is only expressive of a historical fact, namely, that the Jews who are going into a Babylonian exile took an oath of Mishkochech Yerushalayim Tishkechemi. But when one delves into the poskim and into the Rishonim, he sees it's more than a historical fact. It's expressive of a mitzvah. The Sefer HaRedim mentions many schiras which are obligatory in a Torah. And in certain sidurim you have the sheish schiras. And of course, Zochir Ashosuch HaMolik, and Shomolachop, and Tishkach, and Echo, Sheish Schiris. The Sefer HaRedim mentions Shittas HaRishenim, that the HaRishenim who say, in respect to each and every one of the Sheish Schiris, that there is a Chiyuv Deraisa incumbent upon every Jew to recite these psukim every day, not as everyone thinks, the Zohar Shosoch HaMolik is a mitzvah to read in the Torah once a year. No, there is one Shittas HaRishenim that it's a mitzvah in the Torah, not b'tzibur, but and not mitzvah HaSeifer, but to recite every day the parasha of Zohar Shosoch HaMolik. Then he mentions there is another schire, that is not a mitzvah min haTorah, but a mitzvah midivrei Kabbalah. Sefer HaRedim. That is the schire of Mishkochech Yerushalayim, Tishkach Yemini, Tidbak L'Sheini L'Chiki, Im Lo Yeskerechi, Im Lo Yeales Yerushalayim Arei Simchas. So there is a Shittas HaRishenim. Sefer HaRedim himself was a Rishenim, but it's not. He's not the only one. The other Rishenim also, who say that there is a, it's obligatory, it's a mitzvah midivrei Kabbalah to recite this Shvuah of Mishkochech Yerushalayim every day. So it's more than a historical fact. It's a din. Then the Ritvo in Tainis, so he discusses the question, the halacha is that when it's a time is the Rabbonon, so if somebody has a Yontef the Rabbonon, he can break the fast. He can break the fast even Tisha B'Av and Nitche, and of course Shibosh B'Tammuz, According to the Groim, it's not in Yitzchak. According to Mokan Avron, she was of a Tammuz, he has the same din as Tisha B'Av. In other words, if somebody is a Bal Simcha, let's say, Sandike, or Emel, or the father of the Tinaik, of the Rachan Emel, so on Tisha B'Av, when it's in Yitzchak, he can break the fast after Mincha. Because Yom Tov the Rabbanon, there's Gemore in Tainis, because Yom Tov the Rabbanon, Yom Tov Shaleyu, Rabbeinu Bar Tzedek, is Deiche. So the Tainis the Rabbanon. Only if it's a Nitche, it's not a Nitche Nati in respect to Tisha B'Av, but in respect to Shavuos B'Tammuz, the Shiva Goy is, even if it's not a Nitche, so in Sandike can break the fast. And Shavuos B'Tammuz, even if it's not a Nitche, according to the Groh, after Tisha B'Av only if it's a Nitche. So the Ritva in Tainis discusses the question, how about the Chosn? Can Chosn, who, let's say, is in the Shiva Sime Amishtha and Shavuos B'Tammuz, the Amine Hassan, who get married just before Shavuos B'Tammuz. There is a Minhag Yisrael not to get married in the 3 weeks, but before Shavuos B'Tammuz. There is nothing wrong in getting married. So let's say Shavuos B'Tammuz is in the midst of the Shiva Sime Amishtha. And suppose it's a Nitzche too. So is he allowed to break the fast? And Shavuos B'Tammuz. So the Ritva says no. The posik morihu im meshkochech Yerushalayim tishkach imini tidbak lisheni lechiki im lo yeskerechi im lo yaales Yerushalayim arisim chos im lo yaales Yerushalayim arisim chos has reference to chos doesn't have reference to sandike that's not reisim chos but the chosin it has reference to Simcha of the Chasane, of the Chosn. And there are many aloches a Chosn has to put in, if a makle, a Chosn, because of the mitzvah of Yimishkochech Yerushalayim, Tishkach Yimini, Tidbak Lisheni Lechiki, Im Loyes Kirechi, Im Loyales Yerushalayim, Reisim Chosn. So according to the Bitcoin Tainis, a Sandike is allowed to break the fast after Minche. If it's Nitche, even Tisha B'Av, and Shavuos B'Tammuz, maybe if it's not Nitche, according to the Gro, but a Chosnat. Why a Chosnat? Because there is a special mitzvah of Mishkochech Yerushalayim, Tishkach Yemini, Tidbak Lesheni Lechiki, Lo Yeskerechi, Im Le'ales Yerushalayim al Reisim Chos. That means it's not just these psukim in Tilling are not just expressive of historical fact. They are expressive of historical fact too, because that's the fact. The Babylonian exiles took this oath of Mishkoch Yerushalayim, but it is expressive of the mitzvah of taking Yishuah. In other words, it doesn't mean that you have to spell it out. We have to adhere to the shvuyah that is implicit in the psukim of Mishkochech Yerushalayim, Tishkach Yemini, Tidbak Lisheni Lechiki, Lo Yeskerechi, Im Lo Yeales Yerushalayim Reisim Chos. And according to Haredim, it also implies a mitzvah to recite it every day. Every day, every Jew. Consequently, it behooves us to analyze these psukim and this shvuyah of Mishkochech Yerushalayim from a halachic perspective. It's not just expressive of historical fact. So you have to know. So the first question that arises once it becomes established that it's more than a historical fact, it is expressive of the halacha. We have a klal, a nobi rashoye lechadish dovo. A nobi cannot be mechadish new halachos. The Mora says many times, spoken in other places, posig ze miteras meisha loylamanu, elo mipi yecheskel ben buzi Lamadn, weil ich nur wie Raschuhe lechadisch habe. How can you ask them to see Menschen in Mitzvahs? In Novi, the function of Novi is to tell the people to be Mikayim the Mitzvahs at all. The last Novi Malachai, Zichu Teres Meish, that's the function of Novi. A Novi cannot be Mechadish Dovah. If a novi, the Rambam Paskins, if a novi b'shem Hashem mentions a new mitzvah, unless it's a fishor, so then that is within the scope of a novi. But a new mitzvah is a novi Hashem. So the Gemara asks, "Val a novi rashi lechadish dovo? Elo hilches et miralei v'ose yecheskel v'asmech hakol." So whenever we find a mitzvah in the Kabbalah, it means it's a mitzvah natom. Sometimes it is declaratory of a mitzvah of Reshus natom. Sometimes a mitzvah in the Kabbalah is declaratory of a mitzvah that is not spelled out explicitly in the Torah, but it is deduced to the midis shatei on it Reshus then. And sometimes it is declaratory of our local nation Sinai. For example, there is a mitzvah midirei Kabbalah v'korosa la Shabbos Einek v'likdei Shabishem mechubet chibu beinek. It's a mitzvah midirei Kabbalah. It's not mentioned at all. So the Yerim says, inovi rashoi lechadish dovo. So that means it's a mitzvah deraisa, but it's not mentioned at all. So it's our local nation Sinai. So what is true of kibbutz, what the Yerim says in connection with Kibbut Ve'inek is obviously also true of the mitzvah of Nishkochech Yerushalayim Tishkachim in Ovi Rashi Elchav Jolah. If it had been just expressive of historical fact, so then there is no difficulty. But we see from the Sefer Haredim and from the Ritvo, it's expressive of Halochas, so it must have been Mokia in the Torah. Either befeyesh, or implicitly, or aloch lemishis. So the question is, where is the mokeya for me in the Torah, for this shvue of mishkochech Yerushalayim, tishkach yemini, tidbak lesheni lechitchi im lo yeskerechi, im lo yeales Yerushalayim al reisim chas. In Vayikho Chavov, in the Chakesai, at the end of the Techache, Vayikho Chavov Posik Memveis, the Torah says, Vizocharti es Brisi Yaakov, Vaf es Brisi Yitzchok, Vaf es Brisi Avrom Esker, Vioretz Esker. So the Tereskianim says, Vioretz Esker, Milamid Shebris Krusolords. Besides the Bris Rishen, and besides the Bris Oves, the Bris that the Rebbeinu Shalom established with Avraham Avinu, with Yitzchok, with Yaakov, there is also Bris Oves. Now, that has to be understood. A Bris is a contract. A Bris, by definition, is a covenant, a contract between two parties. So, the Bris, so who are the parties in the Bris Rishayni? So, one party is the Rebbeinu Shalom, and the other party is the Klal Yisrael. Who are the parties in the Bris Avram? Rebbeinu Shalom, on one hand, and Avram Avinu on the other. Bris Yitzchok, Rebbeinu Shalom on one hand, and Yitzchok on the other. It's not Avram, Yitzchok, Yaakov, as individuals, as ancestors and as representatives of Kol Yisrael. But we saw as well the parties, the Rebbeinu Shlomo Amonen, and Wonderland of Eretz Yisrael is a party to a covenant, has to be a voluntary agent to be a party to a covenant, to a contract. So who are the parties to the covenant? Please all right. The answer is the parties to the covenant are also the others in Klal Yisrael. But there is a special covenant between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the others, exclusively in respect to Eretz Yisrael. Besides the Bris Rishoni, where it's not limited to Eretz Yisrael, there is a special covenant between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael in respect to Eretz Yisrael. That's the pshat. V'yo'oretz esker. Milamed, the Tereskinim says, Shebris kruso lo'oretz. So that means that there is a bris in respect to Eretz Yisrael between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. A bris is a contract. Everybody knows, one does not have to be a lawyer, every person knows, every child knows, that a contract always spells out the obligations of the parties to the contract. And these brises, whether it's bris rishoni or bris hodes or bris haoretz, are, generally speaking, what is called in modern lingo, bilateral contract. There is a bilateral contract and there is a unilateral contract. But generally speaking, the brises mentioned in the Torah, there are exceptions, but generally speaking, the brises mentioned in the Torah are not unilateral contracts, but bilateral contracts. Bilateral contract is a contract between two parties where each party is obligated to do something in return for the performance by the other party. Now, the bris Yaakov, Bris Yaakov is a bilateral contract. And it is interesting that Shimshon von Hirsch noticed that the Loshna Pasik is Vizocharti is Bris Yaakov, Viaf is Bris Yitzchok, Viaf is Bris Avron, Esker, Vioretz Esker. So you should say, Lifluk, Vizocharti is Bris in Yaakov. Yaakov was the party to the covenant. Vizochaso, you should say, Vizocharti es brisi im Yaakov. Viaf es brisi im Yitzchok. Viaf es brisi im Avram. Esker voretz esker. Why does he say, Vizocharti es brisi Yaakov, Viaf es brisi Yitzchok, Viaf es brisi Avram, esker voretz esker? I've seen from the Pearl Hirsch notice that. And he says, it's not just a covenant with Yaakov, a covenant with Avraham Avinu. It's Avraham's covenant. It's Yitzchok's covenant. The name of Avraham defines the nature of the covenant. It is more than a covenant with Avraham Avinu. It's the Avram covenant, is the Yitzchok covenant, is the Yaakov covenant. What does it mean? That's what the change for you. But it still requires a little more elaboration. Change of her says it. It's more than a covenant with Avram, a covenant with Yitzchok, a covenant with Yaakov. It is the Avram covenant, it is the Yitzchok covenant, it is the Yaakov covenant. What it means is, it's a bilateral contract, so it involves the obligations and the promises by both parties. So what are the promises made by HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So that's spelled out. It's spelled out in Bereishis. In the Prisbin Apsol, that's the Avram covenant. So the promises, the Aftochas made by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are spelled out in detail. Atzif Koadeyes. Vayimel Avram, Yodea Teda Akegir Yezaracho Beres Lilohem, Vavodu Yimvim Leisom Abba Meishono, Vigames Hagoya Shea Veidu Donanechi, Vachechen Yeitzu Bechuj Godet, that's the Aftoche, that's the promise. Viato Tovi Yeravisecho Bisholein, Tikova Bisever Tebo, it's another Aftoche, another promise. Videe Revi, Yoshiva Heino, Kelisholein Avin Amir Adena, another promise. ויהי השמש בו ועלו תוהויו וניסן ראשון ולפידיש אשר רובע בן הגזורים האלה ויסו ואין אגן ויהי מהו קורס עד השמש אברום בריס לימיר לזרח המסעתי את האורץ another promise הזוי מן המצרים על הנור הגודל מהפרור שסקיני וסקניזי וסקדמני וסחיתי וספריזי Vesorfoyim, Vesameiri, Vesaknani, Vesagigoshi, Vesaibusi. That's the Bris Avron. So it mentions, it spells out all the promises by HaKadosh Baruch Hu in detail. What's about, let's see about the Bris Yaakov. והנה אדישם ניצוב עלו, ויאמר אני אדישם אלוקי אברהם אביכו, ואלוקי יצחק אורס אשר תשיך יפלאו, לכו אתננו וזרחו. וזרחו. והיו זרחו, כאף האורץ, ופרצת יומו בקדמו, בצפינו, בנגבו, וניבוהו בכו כל משפחת אדמו וזרחו. ונעונך אימו חושמרתיך בכל אשר תלך ושביסיך לאדום הזייס כלי אזופך עד אשר מוסיסי את אשר דיברת לך Promises These are the promises by one party to the covenant What's about the other party? The other party makes no promises Everybody, one doesn't have to be a lawyer Every child knows that every contact requires consideration It's not shaykh to say contract, the covenant One party makes a promise without consideration being supplied by the other party. If it's a bilateral contract, so then there has to be consideration, a promise for a promise. If it's a unilateral contract, there also has to be consideration, a promise for something, for a deed. There has to be performance. Now the Torah spells out in detail the promises made by HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we don't have to have any doubts that these promises will be fulfilled meticulously but what about the promises of Avram Yitzchok and Yaakov they are the parties to the covenant as ancestors and as representatives of Klal Yisrael what about their promise So their promise is that they have to follow up the midas of the others. So the promise by Klal Yisrael in the Bris Avram is that they should act like Avram Avinu. The promise in the Bris Yaakov is they should be a little bit like Yaakov Avinu. They should be a Yaakov Avinu in miniature. They should follow up his approach. That's why it is called Vizocharti es Bris Yaakov, Vaf es Bris Yitzchok, Vaf es Bris Avram, Eskeya. In other words, it's not a bris with Yaakov. It's not a bris with Yitzchok, it's not a bris, we got one. It is, but it's more than that. Avrom is the definition of the bris, because that's the obligation incumbent upon Klal Yisrael, to be Avromovim. Not exactly Avromovim, but a little bit. An Avraham Avinu in miniature, to be a Yaakov Avinu, to follow up Yaakov Avinu's approach. What does Yaakov Avinu represent? Well, Yaakov Avinu had two names, Yaakov, and the name of Yaakov signifies V'yodei Chezes Ba'aki Beisop. In other words, his hand holds on to the heel of Esau. He doesn't let Esau go. Esau doesn't like him, and Esau expels him, Esau persecutes him. But Yaakov doesn't leave Esau alone. He follows him like a shadow. And then the Rebbeinu Shlomo said to Yaakov, Lo Yaakov yikore shimcho kim Yisrael, kim soviso imelikim dimanoshim vatuchal. So the Morim Bracha says that there is a definite distinction between the name Yisrael and the name Avram, because in respect to Avram, when the Rebbeinu Shlomo told Avram, your name will be now Avram, so the name Avram was Nekah. When the Rebbeinu Shlomo told your Yaakov Yikore Shimcho, Kim Yisrael, Chas V'Sholem, the name Yaakov was not Nekah, but he acquired a new name. But the new name Yisrael is the Ika name. And the name Yaakov is Tofel, but Tofel is also something, the Tofel. You cannot negate the Tofel. It's not like the name Yisrael. What does the name Yisrael signify? Kisoviso imelkin vimanoshim vatuchal. So Winkles says, it's the term im is used twice. Kisoviso imelkin, and then a second time, vimanoshim. Now, im is mishamish many lishenis. So Unkele says, the first thing has the meaning before. Your name will be Israel, for thou hast struggled. So this means struggled. Im king, before God. The second im doesn't mean before, but it means against people. In other words, Yaakov was given the name Yisrael because Rak Yaakov personified the Mideh, the approach of struggling against people. Before God. What does it mean before God? If it's a question of spirituality, of emunah, of morality, then Yaakov struggled. Doesn't give in. But if it's a question of material possessions, he doesn't struggle. He's flexible, he compromises. On the contrary, in civic matters, in social matters, so Yaakov is Eichel's Ba'akid Esau. He holds on to the heel of Esau, even though Esau doesn't like it. Esau tells him, get out. Why don't you go to Israel? But Yaakov is Eichel's Ba'akid Esau. He holds on. He pursues the approach of integration in civic matters, in matters of social welfare, in matters that are for the common need of everybody, Jews, non-Jews. But in spiritual matters, then it's not Yaakov. It's not Chas V'Sholem, Yodei Chezes Ba'akid Esau. In spiritual matters, in morality matters, in matters of emunah, there cannot be such a thing as a ecumenical council. Ecumenism is destructive of the whole concept of Kisoviso imelkin vimanoshim batuchal. There cannot be any ecumenism, there cannot be any dialogues. We have to struggle, not struggle Chas V'Sholem with physical force, Chas V'Sholem, but struggle with our mouth, with our pen, with our spirit. without education, through our perseverance and through our sacrifices. So it's called not as Prisim Yaakov, but as Prisim Yaakov. Yaakov is the definition of the Pris. In other words, what's the promise? What's the performance that is expected of Klal Yisrael? It should be a little bit in miniature like Yaakov. What was Yaakov's approach? Yaakov personified, on one hand, integration in civic matters, in matters that are for the common welfare of humanity, but in spiritual matters, to struggle. Kolaylom meiva, the echot ve'avrom meiva hasheini. The same approach. So v'yisrael melekim v'manoshim v'atuchal. Before God, we have to fight. Not give up. Not to yield to pressure. By the Mishalom and by the assimilated Jews. Shouldn't budge. Inflexible. In mundane matters, we have to be flexible. We have to be compromising. But not in spiritual matters. We can compromise. And we cannot say for the sake of peace, we have to compromise. Peace is a very important thing. But the Novi said to the Jews who returned from the Babylonian exile, so, and they were in a similar situation as the Jews today. So the Novi Schalia said to them, Ho'emes ve'asholem o'ov, well, of course you have to pursue Sholem. But it has to go, the Sholem has to go hand in hand with Emes, and Emes has to precede the Sholem. If the Emes does not precede the Sholem, then the whole Sholem is negated. So that's why it's called Bizocharti as Brisi Yaakov, not as Brisi in Yaakov, but as Brisi Yaakov, Yaakov's personality. Of on one hand, of Yodei Chesed Bakeveisov to pursue integration and cooperation with the Umis Eilom in civic matters, in matters that affect, that are indispensable for the common welfare of humanity, in pursuing peace of the world. So there it has to be an approach of integration of Yodei Chesed Bakeveisov, but in spiritual matters. So Yisrael Melekim V'Manoshe, without limit, and then it will be Batucha. So this is the promise. So it logically follows that there is a Brit, since there is a Brit Ha'oret, and Brit Ha'oret doesn't mean that the Rebbeinu Shlom established the covenant through the land. The land is not a voluntary agent, it's not an intelligent being, cannot be a party to a covenant. So the party to the Brit Ha'oret is Klal Yisrael. So the Rebbeinu Shlom promised that he'll give out his soil to the Jewish people. He'll give out the soil to the Jewish people. And what is Klal Yisrael expected to do? To be devoted to Eretz Yisrael. To be devoted to Eretz Yisrael. It's a bilateral contract. We ask the question, there is a shvuah, Yimishkochech Yerushalayim, Tishkach Yemini, Tidbak Lesheni, Lechiki, Leyeskerechi, Im Leyales Yerushalayim, Alrei Simchosi, which is not a mere historical fact. It's a din. It's a mitzvah. B'divrei Kabbalah. V'alinovi rashoi l'chadish dovo. So it is spelled out explicitly in the Torah, or implicitly through the Midrash Hatir and Midrashes Ben, or Aloch l'mish v'sinai. The answer is, it is implicit in the posik, v'esor etzeskeir. So the drosha of the Tereskianim is Milamid Shepris Krusol Oretz. There is a priest. There is a covenant between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. Exclusively in respect to Eretz Yisrael. What are the promises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The promises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that he'll give Eretz Yisrael. It's mentioned, the promises by HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Brit Haaretz is mentioned at the beginning of the Sedre of Dvorim. נוסעתי לפניכם איזו אורץ בו יורשו איזו אורץ אשר נשבע דישם להביסיכם לאברום ליצחוק וליעקב לוסיס להם וליזרום אחריהם. That's the promise by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the promise made by HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Brit Haaretz. What is the promise made by Klal Yisrael? It's not spelled out, but there is a Gemore in Ksuves. And this happens, ironically, it happens to be the Gemore that all the Kanoim mention against the State of Israel. When the same Gemore that the Kanoim mention against being devoted to the State of Israel proves beyond the shadow of a doubt that we have to be devoted to Eretz Yisrael. That is the Gemara in Ksuves Daf Kuf Yud Aleph, Sholish Reis, Yibishbi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, Shelo Yalu Bechemo, Vishelo Yimgudu B'Misailom, Vishelo Yishtabdu B'Yisrael Yesa Midai. So that's the Mokeh that they mention. And three shvus, and then the Gemara in Suda says that actually they are six shvus, because in Shir HaShirim three times is mentioned Hishbati Eschem Bnei Yerushalayim in Toiru v'Inteiru Eso Ava Chetechpetz. Three times it's mentioned. It's after Shir HaShirim, it's after Vayikra, I suppose. Not after Dvorim. Yes. First time, the Shvir of Hishbati Eschem Bnei Yerushalayim in Tuiru v'Inteiru is mentioned in Shir HaShirim Beis. Posik Zion, Hishbati Eschem Neis Yerushalayim, Bitzvoi Yisubayli Sasode, Im Toiru Vimteiru Esahava Shetechpots. The second time that this Shvi is mentioned is in Perigimu of Shir HaShirim. Posik Hei, Hishbati Eschem Neis Yerushalayim, Bitzvoi Yisubayli Sasode, Im Toiru Vimteiru Esahava Shetechpots. The third time that is mentioned is, I think, in Shir HaShirim Hei Posik Ches. So it's another Loshni, Yishbati Eschem Neis Yerushalayim in Timtzu Es Deidi Matagidu Leishcheles Avoni, but in Toiru V'Imteiru is not mentioned, but in Shir HaShirim Perik Ches, I think, is again mentioned, the same Loshni. Shir HaShirim Ches, Posig Dalet, Hishbati Eschem Nes Yerushalayim, Matuiru Mateiru Es Ahavash Techpots. So Rav Levi says, since in each one of the three psukim, it's mentioned twice, Hishbati Eschem Nes Yerushalayim, Im Tuiru Vim Teiru Es Ahavash Techpots, so in each posig, we have two shvus. Three times two, everybody knows, is six. So sheish shvus is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What are the sheish shvus? One shvus is that shoyal b'chema. His second shvus is shall yimridu m'seilam. A third shvus is u'm'seilam shall yishtabdu b'yisroel yesam dai. And then a fourth shvui is shall we galus a kates. Galus a kates, who knows the kates? So Rabbi Akifemini Zagoya says, in the Novi Yale says, that korev l'meis ha-Mashiach, so nivim will be minabe. So that means, when it will be korev l'meis ha-Mashiach, and nivim will be minabe, when the gule will come, so then we are not allowed, this is what Rabbi Yaakov Emden explains it, to be Megale to Mizelam, because the Mizelam shouldn't know when the ultimate Gula will come. So that's the fourth Shvuyah. And then the fifth Shvuyah is Shalirachaku Esakeitz. Shalirachaku Esakeitz. And the sixth Shvuyah is Shalirgalu Esaseidetz. Whether it's to Ibo, Sidarateira, whatever. So there are six shvus. Why six shvus? Because we have three psukim in which the shvuyah is mentioned twice. Hishbati Eschem Nes Yerushalayim, Im Toiru Vim Teiru, Es Ahavah Shetechpots. The posik in Shashirim Hei Posik Ches doesn't say Im Toiru Vim Teiru, so that's not counted. Is not counted, but in three psukim the expression used is Ishbati Eschem Nes Yerushalayim Toiru Vim Teiru, Toiru Vim Teiru. So Toiru is one shvuyah and Teiru is another shvuyah. So three times two is six. So we have the six shvuyahs. One of the shvuyahs is Shalom Lerachel Kesakeitz. So Rashi says, Shal Rachik is a kids, Babinisayim Shal Yisrael. And the question arises, we have to resort to a special posik in Shvuyah in Shir HaShirim, that Jews are not allowed to commit averes, to be Mechal Shabbos, to eat Reife, to be Mizal Volintaras HaMishpoche. That's the Bris Rishayim. That's all the breezes. We have to resort to a posik in Shir HaShirim. The Jews are not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. It's inconceivable. The answer is no. Rashi, he says, Shalirach Yisakiz Mavinseyen, he does not have reference to the Averis of Chil Shabbos, of Trefes, of Taras HaMishpoche. He has reference to Averis in connection with the Eretz Yisrael, because there is a Bris Oretz. Bris Oretz Eskeyem. Milameich a Bris Chusol Oretz. So what does it mean? The Rebbeinu Sholem Aftoches. That we'll have possession of Eretz Yisrael. And the reason as to why we have Midras Yisrael is because of the Avtoche of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if somebody doubts it, so I'll just mention to him what the Sifri says on the Posik in Dvorim. Rein osati lifneichem es oretz. Beiru reshu es oretz. Asher nishba adi shem laviseichem. Li Avrom, li Yitzchok, vli Yaakov. Losis lohem u li zarum achreyem. So the Sifri has droshes. Then the Sifri says, Dovaracheya. Lo seis lohem, Elu boi bovel. That is reference to the Yerusha Shniyah by Ezra. Boi bovel. And what about Yetzi Mitzrayim? The answer is, Yetzi Mitzrayim is mentioned in the first half of the pasuk. Reino sati lifneichem es oretz, beyu ulshu es oretz, asher nishba adishem la'aviseichem, le'avrom, le'yitzrok, le'yakov, lo seis lohem u'dramachem. So first says, beyu ulshu es oretz, asher nishba adishem la'aviseichem, avot le'yakov. That is reference to the Eilei Mitzrayim, to the Yerusha Rishenu. But then it says, that is reference to Yetzi Mitzrayim. Lo seis lohem, that's the boy Bovel, the Yerusha Shniyo. Unizarom, Elohim Bneyem. Achreyem, ze Yemei Samashiach. So. Then the Gro had the ideology of the Torah, the Chassid Shalom. The Gro changed the gears for another reason, but that's not the place to explain why the Gro changed the gears. But the regular gears is the Barachayer has losses lohem elu lebovel, and where is the Mitzrayim? Asher nish bo Yoshu. That's the Mitzrayim. To whom is the Torah the directing itself? When he says, Reino Sato Lichnechem, with me, the Eile Mitzrayim, Mish Rabbeinu, is addressing the Eile Mitzrayim, now take possession of Eretz Yisrael. So Rishu, that has reference to the Eile Mitzrayim, and Los Islohem has reference to Eile Bovel, Ulizaro Melu Bneem, Achreye Melu Mesam Shiach. So according to this Gilse, so it means there is a taking possession of Eretz Yisrael between the Yerusha Shniyo and the Yemei Samashiach. When did it take place? Throughout the millennial history of the Jewish people. When did this possession take place? With Eretz Yisrael. So that is mentioned in the Torah, in the passage of Reino Sato Lichnechem, never mind that the Torah Karate is against that. On the basis of emotions, we cannot be deichei posik in the Torah. Then you ask a question, but how could it be that the Ben Yishalom gave the Yeshua to Klal Yisrael for Ben Gurion? It's a good question. But, so you have to give it talents. You have to give it talents. And the question is even more complicated. How is it that Ramban was Nisanefesh himself? For Eretz Yisrael, all right, you can say that in 1948, so the reason is why the Hashgoche manipulated that Ben Gurion should be the leader of the taking of possession of Eretz Yisrael, not Rav Levin, Zechen Levroche, because unfortunately the Orthodox Jews were not in the forefront of Chibas Oretz. Unfortunately, we cannot deny the fact. We have to have contact with reality. But the question is, all right, that explains why Ben-Gurion was the first prime minister, not Rabbi Shmuel Levin. But how about the days of the Ramban? Who was misnefesh himself for Chibas Oretz? Not Apikorsi, not secular Jews, the Ramban! Why didn't he become the prime minister of Eretz Yisrael? Why didn't the Ashgocha manipulate that in those days the Ramban should establish a state of Israel? What about the days of the Talmidei Agro and Talmidei Baal Shem Tov, who are misnefesh themselves? And only these Jews who are misnefesh themselves. Irreligious Jews were not misnefesh themselves. How many irreligious Jews were there? But they were. They were not misnefesh themselves. How is it that the Talmid Agro, the Machaber of the Pasa Shulchan, who is misnefesh himself to settle in Eretz Yisrael and risk malaria, and he had children who died from malaria? How is it he didn't become the head of a Jewish state? How is that? It's a good question. So, there's an answer that is mentioned in Melachim. Lochem Beis Perish Yudalet Posik Chav Gimel Bishnas Chamish Eskri Shonola Matyohu Ben Yerosh Melech Yehudo Molach Yerovam Ben Yerosh Melech Yisrael Bishin Rein Arboim Ve'ach Hashanah Vayasa Ra Beine Adishem Luisor Mikol Chatis Yerovam Ben Yvot Asher Hechtes Yisrael. Was he more religious, more orthodox than Ben-Gurion? Chas v'sholem. No one could say in his right mind that Ben-Gurion was machti kol Yisrael. No one could say, unless someone has no contact with reality, so he can say anything he wants. But Yehovam ben-Nevot, the Novi is made, loisor mikol chatos Yehovam ben-Nevot asher hechti es Yisrael. He was less from them in Goyim. By far! Who heishit as Gvul Yisrael milvoi chamos ad yom ha'arobo kidvar ad Hashem leke Yisrael asha diber biyadav deyeno ben amitai hanavi asha mikas ha'chefe. So one will ask a question. How come Yehovam ben Nevot, he was the shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring such an issue that he restored the Gvulim of Eretz Yisrael, Nuvei Chamos Ad Yom Ha'arovo, in Yerushalmim Shviz, there is a Machlek Samroim. One Mandoma says that when the Pesuk says, Eishit Es Gvul Yisrael, Nuvei Chamos Ad Yom Ha'arovo, it means that to restore the Eretz Yisrael to the possession of the Jewish people, to the same Gvulim that Yeshua Benim. And another Mandoma says, Yeisya Mimasho also Yeshua Benim. Also, Yerobam ben Yerush. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam, it was the Rotzen Hashem that Yerobam ben Yerush should broaden the borders of Eretz Yisrael more than Yeshua ben On. How come? Well, the answer is the Rebbeinu Shel Olam does not have to consult him to a karate. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam decides when the Jewish people is to take possession of Eretz Yisrael. But the Pasuk himself explains it. Ki roa Hashem es Yisrael, meir meid ve'efes otzuru, Werte Sosuf, Bnezel Yisrael, Leute Rade Shemlim Chesashin Yisrael, Mitachas Hashemoyim, Vayishim Biyad Jerobam Ben Yeosh. This gives an answer, how come that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam did not manipulate that the Ramban should become the first leader of the Jewish state, because in the days of the Ramban, an establishment of a state of Israel was not indispensable for the preservation of the Jewish people. But in 1948, if Chas v'Shalom, the state of Israel had not been founded after the Holocaust, and everybody knows what kind of a spiritual catastrophe, I mean, the Holocaust was. Thousands and thousands, hundreds of thousands of Jews who are loyal to the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Torah, they abandoned everything. If not for the state of Israel, Chas v'Shalom, it could be a Limchis Hashem Yisrael mitachas Hashemayim. So we have to console the leaders of Mitzvah Karte. The Rebbeinu Shalom did not console the leaders of Mitzvah Karte. That's why the Rebbeinu Shalom manipulated that Ben-Gurion should be the first head. So, but then there is another question. I asked my mother, Zecheinu Livracha, was an issue of Deilad Neit, but all right, but why couldn't the Hashgoche manipulate that somebody like Shemuel Levin, and I'm not the Kamele, I would be satisfied for Rav Maimon Zecheinu Livracha would have been the head of the state. But why Ben-Gurion? So my mother gave me an answer. That's an Einish for the Orthodox Jewry, that they did not show sufficient Miseras Nefesh for Eretz Yisrael. That's a theory by my mother, and my mother was an Ish of Deo, and I accept it. But whether that is the reason, that is not the reason. Bimchusen Yitzhak no, Bimchusen Mucho al Tachkir, or Bimchusen Mucho al Titreish, or Bimchusen Bimufu Mucho al Titreish, or Bimchusen Mucho al Tachkir. But the Novi says that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam manipulated that a Yeshua should take place through the hands of Jerobam ben Nevi'ish, who was on the same level, Rachmon l'Islam, as Jerobam ben Nebat. And one Mandoma says, Yeisher m'masha also Yehoshua, also Jerobam ben Nevi'ish. So I think when Rashi says, In Ksuves, that Shel Yerachekus Akeitz Ba'Aveinom, he doesn't mean Aveinom of Chilul Shabbos. That's mentioned in all the Brises, in the Bris Rishayim, in the Teichache, B'Chekesai, and in Kisovei, and in Nitzovim. We have to resort to a Pasuk in Shirashi, a Drosh. He means the Avenis in respect to Eretz Yisrael, because there is a special bris oretz, and it's a bris, it's a bilateral contract. So the Rebbeinu Shalom promised that he is going to give the Jewish people possession, and that's mentioned in Dvorim Aleph, Posik Ches, Rein Osati Lifneichem Es Oretz, Beiru Oshu Es Oretz, Asher Nishba Adishem Laviseichem, לאברום, ליצחוק, ליעקב, לוס ישלהם, ולזר מחם, דברך העיר. ושוע שאורס דצי למצרים, לוס ישלהם, אלו לבובל, ולזרו מלו בניהם, what it mean by them? The children of the לבובל, so why not a special posik for the grandchildren, a special posik for the great-grandchildren, a special posik for the great-grandchildren, so we'd have to have maybe 100 expressions. The answer is, the Yerusha Shniyah is the Yerusha Shniyah. And then, Zarum El Bneim is an new possession. Achreim Betzimis HaMashiach. So what is Achreim? That's the state of Israel. And I'm not afraid to say it, because that's his Sifrei. And if somebody will try to fight me, so I hope that Tzvav Emunah will protect me. So that's so Shaliyarachakus Akates. Shaliyarachakus Akates means that they should not be Mirachakis Akates. As Akates through their Avenes. Sometimes, even if Jews on a relative scale observe the mitzvot of Torah, but they are neglectful of their duties to Eretz Yisrael. There's the Bris Oretz, there's Oretz Eskeir. So then they can be Rachvik Esakeit, Rachvik Esakeit. So that's the Pshat in the Posik, in Meshvachecho Yerushalayim, Tishkach Yemidi, Tidbak Lisheni Lechiki, in Meles Kerechi, in Meyale Es Yerushalayim, Al Rei Simchosi. So the question is, it's a din, it's a dehaloche, as the Sikha Redim says, as the Ritvon Taini says. So, in Ovi Rashul Chadishovo, so it has to be merumes in the Torah, either explicitly or implicitly, or halacha l'shem Sinai, it is merumes in the Torah, in which posik, v'sororetz eskia, milamit shebris kusol oretz. So what is Bris Kusol Oretz? The Rebbeinu Shlom promised that we'll get out of Israel. If we'll do our part in the Bris Oretz. So what is our performance in the Bris Oretz? Our performance in the Bris Rishenim is that we should observe the Torah. What is our performance in the Bris Oretz? We should be devoted to Eretz Yisrael. We should be devoted to Eretz Yisrael. Now, everybody has the question, the Rambam does not mention Yishuv Eretz Yisrael and Yeshivas Eretz Yisrael in a mitzvah, but the Rambam does mention with Lachim the importance of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So what is it? What is it? It's only a mitzvah Rabbanon. If it's a mitzvah Rabbanon, so there has to be a certain time when the Chachomim are misakin a mitzvah Yisrael. We don't find in the Gemara that the Omdurim Indian and the only sakin that is a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Either it's a chiyuv d'raise or it's not a chiyuv. In regard to Netilas Yadayim, so we know Shleimu Bizdinei or Misakin. Every takone has a time when they're misakin. But Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is such a big mitzvah. So, and the Zichri says, Milamit she Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, Shkulo k'nevet ko ha-mitzvahs. If it's a mitzvah of Rabbonah, how could we say Shkulo k'nevet ha-mitzvahs? The answer is, according to the Ramban, it's implicit, the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is implicit in the Pasuk V'yerishtem V'yishavtem Bo. But according to the Ramban, it's not implicit, the chiyuv of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael in V'yerishtem V'yishavtem Bo. But it's implicit in Bris Oretz. There's the Shvuah. So we are bound by the Bris Oretz to be devoted to Eretz Yisrael. And the Rambam doesn't mention Brises in Yer HaMitzvahs. The Rambam mentions in Yer HaMitzvahs only the mitzvahs. But the Brises, even though the Brises also impose obligations upon us, that he doesn't mention in the Yer HaMitzvahs. But it doesn't mean that according to the Ramban, so one has to be a Zionist. According to the Rambam, he doesn't have to be a Zionist. So it doesn't mean that, Chas V'Shalom. It's the same thing. Rambam, according to Rambam, there is a mitzvah chiyuris of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. And according to the, in one of the mitzvahs I say, according to the Rambam, it's not a mitzvah chiyuris mitzad the tayag mitzvahs, but it's a chayv mitzad the bris oretz. And if one is not devoted to Eretz Yisrael, he's not interested in the upbuilding of Eretz Yisrael, he violates the Shvuah of Bris Oretz. And this Shvuah in killing, in Eshkochech Yerushalayim, Tishkach Yemini, Tidbak Lisheni Lechiki, Moyes Kerechi, in Le'ale Es Yerushalayim Arei Simchosi, is an integral part of the Bris Oretz. That's the Shvuah. The Novi just expressed the promises and obligations incumbent upon Klal Yisrael, Klal Yisrael in connection with the Eretz Yisrael. And through the Pasuk in Tehillim says, "Im eshkochech Yerushalayim tishkach mini." He doesn't say, "Im eshkochech Eretz Yisrael tishkach mini." But the Zayar in paragraph Kuf Yudalet in Bamidbar says, "Im eshkochech Yerushalayim tishkach mini." Kol Eretz Yisrael kulo b'Yerushalayim. When the Pasuk in Tehillim mentions Yerushalayim, he doesn't mean just Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim we shouldn't forget. So, but we can give up the Western Bank, we can give up everything, but we have to insist upon Yerushalayim. There are certain liberal Jews who are ready to give up all Yerushalayim too. But, so there are some Jews, no. Yerushalayim we can give up. But Western Bank, Gaza, everything. And the Golan Heights, that we have to give up, we have to turn up. No. The Shvi'e Dezea says, Milame Shekola Tisroel Pura Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is the center of Eretz Yisrael. But when we say, Im Eshkocher Yerushalayim Tishkach Yemini, it means, Im Eshkocher the Western Bank Tishkach Yemini. Tidbak lisheni lechiki im loyes kareichi im loyales Yerushalayim areisim chasid. Yerushalayim is mentioned as the center of Eretz Yisrael, but the Shvui of Bris Haaretz applies to all of Eretz Yisrael. And anyone who is ready to turn over the Western Bank for the sake of peace, so violates the Shvui of Meshkoches Yerushalayim Tishkach Emini, which is the Shvui of Bris Haaretz. Now I want to discuss something else. What's the pshat in the Shvui? Im eshkochech Yerushalayim tishkach yemini. If I forget the Yerushalayim, my right hand will be forgotten. Tidbak lisheni lechiki im lo yeskerechi. My tongue will cleave unto the roof of my mouth if I don't remember thee. Im lo yeles Yerushalayim al reisim chasi. If I don't memorialize Yerushalayim on the occasion of my festivities. What does it mean? Im eshkochech Yerushalayim tishkach yemini. If I forget the Yerushalayim, my right hand will be forgotten. They were cursing themselves, chas v'sholom. There is a nisa to curse himself too. Also, Lord, we call a satsma. There is a nisa of raisi, love the raisi, to curse oneself. The Babylonian exiles cursed themselves, chas v'sholom. It was not a loshon of kolay, but it was a loshon of shvui. And the Gemara in Shvuas, Daf Lamed Zayin, says that the same lashon that is a lashon of glory can also be used as a lashon of shvui. Even more, so when Shaul was mashbia Klal Yisrael at the time, so they used the lashon of Or Chas v'Sholom, they didn't mean to curse. But it's a Lashon Shvui. Oh, boy klole, boy nidu, boy shvui. So, im eshkochech Yerushalayim tishkach yemini, that was made by the Gemi Bavel, so was not used in the sense of klole chas v'sholom. It was used in the sense of shvui. Why is it a shvui? So why did they formulate it in such terms? If I forget you, Yerushalayim, my right hand will be forgotten. I didn't know the meaning of it, but after the stroke, so I realized the meaning of Meshkochech Yerushalayim Tishkech Yemini. I had a stroke 6 years ago, And fortunately, the stroke took place in the right side of the brain, which affected my left side. Sometimes when a person, he gets a stroke in the left side of the brain, and that controls the right side, so he becomes unable to speak. Oh Hashem, I can speak that, you see, but I can speak. So that was an S. Even when the stroke takes place in the right side of the brain, it can also make a person handicapped so that he can speak. But if somebody has a stroke in the dominant area, that means the left side of the brain, so then he becomes completely handicapped. He can talk, and most of the time he can't even think. But I had the stroke in the right side of the brain that controls the movements of my left part of the system. So I remember I even wrote it in an article in Tradition several years ago, A Glimpse at Eternity. The first few days I was not conscious of my left side. I wasn't conscious. When I put my left hand upon the right hand, I felt, I knew it wasn't so, but my sensations were of such character that I thought that a heavy boulder was pressing upon my right hand. And when I put my right foot upon my left leg, so then I felt as if somebody put a very heavy boulder when I put my left foot upon my right foot, I felt that somebody was placing a heavy boulder on my right foot. I wasn't conscious of my left side. And then the neurologist, I wrote that in the article, and the neurologist told me that that's what happens. But fortunately, the Achnes, I regained my consciousness of the left side, but not completely. I didn't regain it completely. To this day, I don't have the full awareness of my left side. Either I have reduced sensation or super sensation. No normal sensation. So I was afflicted. I was brain damaged in the right side of the brain. So because of that, the first few days I was completely oblivious of my left side. I didn't know that I had it. I thought, of course I knew through my seichel that it's not so, but biologically I felt that I don't have a left side. The left side, that's a trespasser, a usurper, who is usurping my right side. That's the way I felt. And that's the way stroke victims feel all the time, as neurologists told me. I described it in the article in Tradition, Glimpse at Eternity. So this now, the one who is brain damaged in the left side of the brain, so then the same thing is true of the right side. So then he has no awareness of the right side. The right side of the brain, he feels, is a heavy boulder upon his goof. A usurper, a trespasser, an invader. That's the way he feels. And some stroke victims lose their minds. Some don't, because they realize it's just a sensation, but it's not real. So this is the pshat in the Shvue, in Meshkochech Yerushalayim, Tishkach Yemini, Tidbak L'Sheini L'Chiki, in Moyes Kerechi, in Moyales Yerushalayim, Malrei Simchasi. Not cursing anybody, Chas V'Shalom. But the Jews said, the Knesset Yisrael said, if I forget you, Yerushalayim, So the result, the inevitable result will be that I will not be aware of my right side. Yerushalayim, that's the right side of every Jew. So you ask, how about all these Jews who are ready to give up the Western Bank, everything? And some of the liberal Jews, only because they are afraid. Otherwise they would readily give up Yerushalayim too, but then they are afraid. How can Paris say, give up Yerushalayim? Then they will be fired immediately. So he's ready to give up the Western Bank, but Yerushalayim, no question. That's non-controversial. But many of the Jews who demand that Israel should give up the Western Bank, they would be ready to give up Yerushalayim, the Arabis, everything. But they are afraid. How is it? How can they do so? The answer is, just as one who has a stroke and who was stricken with a stroke on the left side of the brain, he is not conscious of his right side. So these people are spiritually brain damaged. Spiritually brain damaged. In the left side of the brain, they are lefties. So they are spiritually brain damaged. In the left side of the brain, so they are not conscious of their right side. They are not conscious of the importance of Yerushalayim for Netzach Yisrael. On the contrary, they feel that it's a heavy boulder. The state of Israel and keeping, as they call it, the occupied territories, it's a heavy boulder on the Jewish people. It is a heavy boulder. It's a heavy boulder for Dr. Schindler when he talks to the officials of the government of the State Department. He's ashamed. How is it that Israel doesn't give up everything to Arafat? After all, Secretary James Baker said that Israel should become realistic, give up its unrealistic dreams of a greater Israel. So it's a heavy boulder. They are spiritually brain damaged on the left side of the brain. So that makes them unconscious of the right side. Yerushalayim, this is the immune of Klal Yisrael. And Be'aneitzach, Chazal says, Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim, there's the Neitzach Yisrael. Haneitzach, Zu Yerushalayim. Icho ad Shem agduo v'agvuro v'atiferes v'haneitzach. Haneitzach ze Yerushalayim. But that's the meaning of Klal Yisrael. But if somebody is spiritually brain damaged, he's not aware of the right side of Klal Yisrael. Nay, he feels that the right side of Klal Yisrael is a heavy boulder upon the collective organism of Klal Yisrael. It makes him feel ashamed before Caspar Weinberger, before James Baker, and all the Gdil Amalchus. So because of that, the Gili Bovel said, Imeshkochech Yerushalayim, Tishkechini. They didn't mean to curse themselves. They just mentioned the real facts. If one forgets Yerushalayim, he inevitably becomes spiritually brain damaged. And then he's not aware of the right side, of the right hand of Klal Yisrael, which is Yerushalayim. And he feels that Yerushalayim and the Western Bank and Gaza and the Alon Heights are a heavy boulder upon the Jewish people. Because Caspar Weinberger doesn't approve of it. Jesse Jackson doesn't approve of it. James Baker doesn't approve of it. But they are Gdelei Hamalchus, who are opposed, even Kissinger. No one who believes that Kissinger is a is a fumak. We can say that Kissinger is a fumak. So Kissinger said, if you give up the whole Western Bank, then it will be suicide. But they're not concerned about Kissinger. They're not concerned about the fact that Chassidim Musayram, like Senator Henry Jackson, he told it to me and he told it to many other rabbanim. He told it to Rabbi Landinsky many times, and he told it to me. He can't understand how there can be a rabbi, a Jewish rabbi, who is ready to give up the Western Bank. That's the defensive borders of Israel. It will be suicide, Senator Jackson said, and Kissinger said the same thing. But they are not concerned about it, because they are spiritually brain damaged, and they are not conscious of the right hand of Klal Yisrael. They feel that the right hand of Klal Yisrael is a heavy boulder upon American Jewry. He defames them before the Gdel Eilam in the State Department, before Kaspar Weinberger. So that explains why secular Jews, Dr. Schindler, the leaders of the American Jewish Congress, I don't want to mention their names, Vita Hauser, Rosenzaf, secular Jews, they are spiritually brain damaged. But how about Little Carter? How about them? How about them? So that's the second half of the Shvuah. Tidbak lisheni lechiki im loyes kerechi im le'ales Yerushalayim al reisim chasi. If I forget the Yerushalayim, then my tongue will cleave unto the roof of my mouth or unto my palate. What does that mean? If somebody has a stroke in the dominant area of the brain, then he cannot speak. Even if he's fully intelligent and he can think, and he tries to speak, but somehow he cannot speak. The tongue cleaves to the palate. To a certain paralysis, I suppose. I'm not a doctor, I'm not a neurologist. But these are the facts, the empirical facts. He cannot speak. Now, the Torah says, Ishis Chavbeis, at the end of the parasha of Akedah, Pasuk Yudalet, Vayikra Avrom Shem Amokim Ahu Adishem Yire, Asher Omer Hayim, Behar Adishem Yiroe. Avrom called the priest, the seal of wine, this is the Harabais, Yire, Asher Omer Hayim, it will be said, it will be said today in the mountain of God. He will be seen, Yeroe, who will be seen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be seen. So Chazal say, Avrom kol yiro. Avrom applied the appellation yiro to Yerushalayim. Shein, Malki Tzedek Melech Sholem, he was the Melech of Yerushalayim in those days. Kori Sholem. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Eich Ekroisei. Im Ekroisei Sholem. If I'll recognize the name that was given to it By shame. So Avram Tzadik Yishalelom in Misra. Every time. How is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu confirmed the name that Shem gave, not the name that Avram Avinu gave? Im Eko Yisiyiro. So Shem Tzadik Yishalelom in Misra. So then Shem will have a time. How is it that Rabbeinu Shalom did not confirm his name? Only the appellation coined by Avram Avinu. Elo Ekoi say Yerushalayim Yiron Shom. What's the shot? So Shem wanted Yerushalayim to be called Shalom. Avram Avinu wanted Yerushalayim to be called Yiron. And the Rabbeinu Shalom called it Yerushalayim. The pshat is very simple. Yerushalayim represents a certain idea. There is a Yerushalayim Shalmato and the Yerushalayim Shalmalo. So what is the Yerushalayim Shalmalo of Yerushalayim? So Shem, Tzadik Yishalelom, and Shem wanted Yerushalayim to be dedicated to a concept of Sholem, of peace. Peace. Avraham Avinu called it Yiro. He wanted Yerushalayim to be dedicated to the concept of Yiro. What does Yiro mean? Yiro means Vayikra Avraham Shem Amokim Ahu Adishem Yireh Asher Yomer Hayim Bihar Adishem Yiroe. So it means, Yiro means that it's that in Yerushalayim, in the Haram Rio, so the Shechina can be seen and the Shechina sees every Jew through Yerushalayim. Reis and Mire. So Yerushalayim is the place where the Shechina sees every Jew. And Yerushalayim is the place where the Shechina is nearest, can be seen to every Jew. Of course, you have to look, if you close your eyes, you can see. Even a human being, the Bessa B'dom, if you close your eyes, you can see him. If he stands before you, you close your eyes, you can see him. As Kamu V'chamu, Kalvachimah ben Bnesha Kalvachimah, if we close our eyes, we don't want to look at the Shechina. How can we expect to see the Shechina? If we don't want to look at the Shechina, can we expect to see the Shechina? That Russian idiotic astronaut. So he boasted, and after that, Russia stopped making progress in the exploration of space. So the idiotic astronaut who went up to the moon, I mean close to the moon. So he boasted, he said, as he was flying in outer space, he didn't detect any signs of a God. It's the idiotic Russian astronaut. How could he see signs, manifestations of a Shechina when he closes his eyes? He doesn't want to see the Shechina. And what is true of the idiotic Russian astronaut is true of every person. If somebody, Jew or non-Jew, if somebody closes his eyes and doesn't want to see the Shechina, he will not see the Shechina. And even when they are listening to him, he will not see it. He'll say his face is open. Why does he say that? Because he closes his eyes. But Yerushalayim is the place where the Shechina can be seen if we keep our eyes open. The Shechina can be seen by every person through Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is the medium through which the Shechina can be seen. That's why Chazal say, "Vanitzach ze Yerushalayim." Why in its Yerushalayim? Because Asher Yomer Hayim b'Had Hashem Yiroye, so that's Neitzach. And Yerushalayim is the place where the Shechina looks at every Jew. Through Yerushalayim, the Shechina looks at every Jew. So Avraham Avinu wanted it to be dedicated to the concept of Yira. עד השם ירא אשר יאמר היום בר עד השם ירואה that it should be consecrated, it should be dedicated to the goal that Jerusalem should be the place where the Shekhinah will look at every Jew and where the Shekhinah will be seen by every Jew in Eretz Yisrael, in Chutz Loretz, all over. And if Jews will see the Shekhinah, the Messiah will also see the Shekhinah. But if Jews close their eyes, how can we expect the Messiah to see the Shekhinah? It's a very simple thing. So that was the name that Avraham Avinu coined, Yiro Shei. He wanted Yerushalayim to be dedicated to the concept of peace. But Shei, peace is very important. Chazal say, Iman Ikeri is a Yiro. Shei Tzadik Shalaylam. Shei is a great person. Mishraim, the Rebbe time, the justified time. Yerushalayim has to be dedicated to Shalom. But Shalom does not mean just peace. This is the mistake that liberal Jews made, and unfortunately even Orthodox rabbis made. When they say Ezri Shalom, they made the mistake. They think that Shalom means